Be'ezus Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, in the laws of sanctifying of the new month, in the Sefer Zman book of designated times, which in this Perek, we now discuss regarding that of Ibur HaShana, of extending the year. We were discussing about extending the month. Now we talk about adding on a month instead of just adding on a day. Rambam begins the Loch Aleph regarding the primary reasons why would we make it what's called a leap year into an extended year. Shana Mu'beres, an extended year, a pregnant year, is a year that we add on another month. We don't add on another month, but another Adar. And that is that year we make not just one Adar, but two Adars, which is the last month of the year. The first Adar and the second Adar. Why do we specifically add on that month? Because that's actually the critical feature. Because of the spring season, which is the next month would be Nisan. But no, Kadeshia Pesach, we want to have that Pesach should be in that season of the spring. It's like it says in the bottom, Shomer Chedesh Av, safeguard the spring month, which it ends off with the Vasisa Pesach, that is Shia Chedesh, that this month of Pesach should be Bezman Av in the spring season. And if not adding on this month, which is we're adding on right now, right before Pesach, we'll delay it another month by adding another Adar. If you didn't do that, and you continuously didn't do that, sometimes Pesach could be in the middle of the summer, sometimes in the middle of the winter, because there's the gap between the solar year and the lunar year. We go with months, which is lunar, but we go with the year as the seasons, as we're saying, the Pesach and the solar. So therefore, you have to always match them up. We do a solar lunar year, and therefore, that's what we're adding on Adar, so that it's right, it's because it's the critical feature about Nisan being in the spring. Now, there's three symptoms that make us extend the year. Either ala tkufa, there's four in the solar year, there's four seasons, and we're discussing here regarding the spring equinox, which is the beginning of the spring. We want to make sure that Pesach is in the spring equinox, because if you didn't add on, then you would still be in the winter term. So we need to delay that. The Pesach is coming later, that'll be in the spring equinox. That's one reason. Vala aviv, and for the ripening of the grain. Vala peiras ilan, and for the blossoming of the trees. Ketzer hauso. So Bezna Mechashim, the courts, they calculate, v'yeidin, they know, imtia tekufas nisan, if the spring equinox, which again, there's four seasons in the year, and the spring, which is equinox, there's times when it's exactly, either the longest or the shortest, or there's exactly perfect nights and perfect days, the same amount of time. So when you have the spring equinox, b'shisha asa b'nisan, if it's going to be in the 16th of Nisan, which is already past Pesach, you missed the 15th of Nisan, or after that time, okay, then it's already too late. Ma'am noisa shana, then you have to extend the year, and v'yasa oisa Nisan, and you're going to make that what would have been Nisan into Adar Sheni, the second Adar, b'shisha Pesach b'zman of, so that the seasons are able to be, you're ready in the springtime when it's time for Pesach, so you would already have that time. It's on that symptom that we rely on and we extend, and then we're not concerned for any other symptom. That's if you have that reason, that's enough to extend and to make this into an Ibur Yer, it's called, to add on an Adar Sheni. Now, also, there's the two other reasons. They work in tandem. If the court says, if has not yet ripened the barley, it's still delayed. And number two, and the fruits of the trees have not yet blossomed, that they usually sprout in the season of the Pesach, of the Yom Tov Pesach. We rely on these two symptoms, and we would also extend the year for that. Now, although the spring equinox is already here before the 6th of Nisan, in time for Pesach, still, they would extend the year. So we should have the grain found. Why is that a relevant feature? So you could sacrifice it from the barley offering, which is elevated and brought on the 16th of Nisan, and so that the fruit should be sprouting like there always is in the springtime, which it should be in the right time period. I was on three different distinct land areas that they relied on regarding this aviv, the spring season. Al Eretz Yehuda, the land of Judea, Malay Yarden, Transjordan, Malgalil, and the Galil. Now, the Megia aviv b'shtei arotz is me'ilu ba'achz legia. Let's say the grain, the barley, has already sprouted in two of these lands, but one of them not. Then I'm not going to extend because the majority have come in time for Pesach. Let's say you reach by one of them and not the other two. And then you would extend if it didn't yet sprout also the fruits of the tree, because we said those two have to go in tandem. Now, these three things are the things, they're the primary, that we extend a year because of them. So that the year should be also solar years, which all these three things are connected with the sun, and the primary extension is to equate the lunar year with the solar year. Halacha, hey, however, talks about additional reasons. Now, there are other things that the courts would extend the year because of them, when there's a need. And they are, because the roads are not fixed. And the people cannot be oiler regal to come up for the Yom Tov to the Beis HaMikdash. So they would extend the year until the rain would stop throughout the winter months, and they could fix the roads, that everyone could go up for Pesach to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Because the bridges that got destroyed, turns out that the rivers that are in the way, stops people from going, and people actually put themselves in danger and they die crossing those rivers. So they would extend the year so that they could have another month before it comes time for Pesach to fix the bridges. Also, the ovens that they would use to cook for the Korban Pesach, everyone was there, all Klal Yisrael, by the Beis HaMikdash, which got ruined in the rain. No one has, they don't have a place where to roast their Korban Pesach. They would extend the year until they could build the ovens made out of clay and then have time for it to dry up. Megolius Yisrael, also because of the Jews and the diaspora, which they already had moved out from where they live. But they didn't yet come to Yerushalayim to come in time for the Yom Tov Pesach to make it there. They would extend the year that they should have time, which took them a long time to get there. So they said they realized that the calculation is not going to make it in time. They would extend another month. But we would not extend the year, not because of snow, not seeing them, not because of cold, because these things would not stop people from being oil regal to Yerushalayim. And not because of Jews in the diaspora that didn't even yet leave from their places. And not because of Jews being tamei, meaning, for example, if the majority of the Jewish people, or the majority of the Kahanim, were tamei, because only an individual, that means to say, let's say became tamei from a dead person, and there is no more ashes of the paradum, and they cannot purify themselves right now, doesn't make a difference. They would not extend the year, so they should have an opportunity to purify themselves, and then do their Korban Pesach in a state of purity. Rather, they would do it in a state of impurity, because only an individual gets rejected from being the Korban Pesach to have to do it in Pesach Sheni. But the community, the tzibur, that's tamei, does not get rejected. They actually do it in its time, in a state of tumah. Now, if they did extend the year because of tumah, harizim uberes ultimately will be considered extended because tumah is not permitted in Sibur; it's only pushed away because of the pressing situation. So, ultimately, if they did extend, although they shouldn't, it will be considered as an extension. Now, there are secondary reasons. Yesh dvarim, there are certain things she'ema ad mishvilim klal that we would not extend the year because of them at all. Aval isim sa'ad, we make it as an assistance to explain to people the necessity of extending it so that it shouldn't be difficult on the community. Lashana shetzrich ibur, but only for a year that really needs to be extended because of the primary reason. Me'atakufa, because of the seasons, or because of the grain, and pears of eglin, in tandem together with the fruits of the tree. Ve'elin, what are these other secondary reasons? Because of the goats and because of the lambs, shatayin lo noildu, because they didn't give birth yet, there's very few of them. Because of the birds that yet have not been hatched. So you're not going to extend the year because of them, so that they could have enough goats and lambs for people to bring the Korban Pesach, or to have these birds, which you could also bring from bird kabbanas to ilas ri'ah on the sholosh regalim. Or someone that's obligated in the bird carbon, for example, women who gave birth, they would delay bringing their carbon until the Yom Tov when they were coming anyway. That wouldn't be enough to extend the year because of them. But it would be something that would support for the extending the year. Now, how does that help in supporting the extending of the year? They would say, this year needs to be extended. Because the season, the winter season, has extended into past Pesach, and it's not going to be in the spring season. Or because of the grain is not enough, of the barley has not yet ripened, and the fruits of the tree have not yet reached. Now, those are the real reasons. And then they would say, "V'oy." Then, moreover, so people could tolerate it. Shagudim kitanim. The goats are small. Vagazol zrakim, and the birds are still tender. So it'd be like a sad, but it wasn't a primary reason. Look at this now regarding the order of extending the year. Im abnas hashana, you do not extend the year. Ilba mazmonim la, only for those that were invited from the previous evening to come the following day, where the ibur is done during the daytime, that they were invited to participate in the proceedings. Kitzah haso, yim rish bezin hagadol, the head of the great court, which is the nasi, he tells leplayne playne mesanedin for certain members of the great court, he mazmonim la mokam playne, want you to be prepared for that place. Shenachazu, we were going to calculate, but they were going to see, but they were going to know im shana zut tzricha ibur or ina tzricha ibur, if this year needs to be extended or not. Now those that were invited, they're the only ones that should come to extend the year. Now, how many are used to extend the year? They would start with three judges, from the category of the great court, from those that have smicha rabbinic ordination. Now, if let's say two of them say, no, we're not going to sit, we're not going to look, and Tzrich Ibram Lav, if it needs to be extended or not, because they were very confident that it does not need to be extended. The Echad Amar, and the third one, he says, no, Neshev and Ivdik, let's sit and let's see, and let's analyze. So, Batal Yachab and Mutai, that individual is nullified in his minority, and that's it, it's not going to be extended. Amar Shlam, but let's say two of them say, Neshev and Ivdik, okay, let's see and let's see. The Echad and the other one says, Loi Neshev, we're not going to sit. Okay, the majority is saying they should analyze. So they would add on another two from those that were invited. And then they start discussing the proceedings. Now, let's say two of them say, it needs to be extended. Three of them say, it does not need to be extended. Okay, but the minority is nullified in the minority. And therefore the majority said it doesn't have to. It's a conversation is over, not being extended. Let's say Shleisha Oymer Tzrichi, but let's say three say it needs to be extended. Shneim Oymer two say Ein Tzrichi, but does not need to be extended. So Mesifah Shneim and the Mazman La, then they would add on two from those who were invited to it. But Nesim Nesim, then we continue discussing Begurim B'Shiva, and the conclusion was when you finally have seven judges together. Im Gamer Kulam La Abar Oysha Loi La Abar, if all of them decide to either extend or not to extend, Oysha Kamesha Gamer, so they do, like their decision is made up. Then Nechukov, if they disagree, Holcha Macharei, we go after the majority. Whether to extend or not to extend. Now, but you need to have that the Nasi, the head of the great court, that he's the head of the yeshiva of the 71 judges, he has to be Mechal Shav, he has to be part of the seven. Now, if they made up their mind with only three of them to extend, it will be extended. But as long as she had Nasi Imam, as long as the Nasi is one of them, as long as he's in agreement with it. Now, Be'ibra Hashana, when you do the extending of the year, Maschil Menatzad, when you go through the opinions, you start from the smaller of the judges, L'kiddush HaChadosh, in regards to the sanctification of the month, which day is it, that Maschil Menagod, that you start from the big one, like we said, Reish Bezna and Mekudosh, the head of the court, he's the one that makes the announcement first of that it's sanctified. Halacha Yud Aleph, Eim Hashiv and Libra Hashana, we do not appoint for this judicial committee of the extending of the year, Loi Melech Loi Kohen Gadol. One of the seven cannot be a king, nor the high priest. Why? Melech, he's biased, because of his soldiers and his wars. That might be a reason for him to be inclined to extend the year or not to extend. And that is because of his soldiers, soldiers that he gives them a certain set amount of money per year, he'd want to extend the year because he gets more out of them. And because of his wars, because of those who are exempt from going out to fight in the army, like let's say Chassan and Shana Rishayna, so you want not to extend it so that their time off should not be extended. So those may be biases. And so the Bekohen Gadol, the high priest, and they had seen him because of the cold, meaning Shem lo tiyadai tenoit l'abba, he might not want to extend the year, kedesh lo yovei tishrei b'mehakar, because then everything gets pushed off, and then it comes out, Tishrei might be already a little bit further into the year, into the cold season, and Yom Kippur, he has to tevil five times, and it's cold, freezing cold outside, and that might be a reason for him not to want to extend it, so that's earlier in the year, and in more calmer weather, so therefore they cannot be part of the discussion. Halachid Beis. Hayurish Bezen HaGadol, if it was that the one in charge of the great court, that's who is called Nasi, the leader, was B'derech HaChik, was far away, and he can't be there in time for these discussions, Se'im Abram Oysa Elal tonight, they would not extend the month to add on the Ibri or to add on a Adar Sheni, only on condition. Emir Tanasi, if the Nasi is going to be willing to this. Bavarotzevi comes and he's like, he agrees, and he's my best, or it's extended. Loyrotzevi doesn't want, in Mubarotzevi, it's not extended. And more of the Im Abinus Hashon, you cannot extend the year, Eretz Yehuda, only land of Judea. which is Shashchin Betecha, where the divine presence is inside of it. That's where the Beis Hamikdash is in the land of Yehuda. Shemak says in the pasuk in Devarim, L'shichnei Sidrashu, it's to his resting place that you should seek. That's where you go to extend the year. V'mibru b'Galil, now if they extend the year in the Galilee, Muberes, it's going to be extended. Now, v'im amin el b'yam, you don't extend it only by daytime. V'mibru b'Lail, if they extend at nighttime, in Muberes, not can be extended, does not work at nighttime, like Kiddush HaChidush. Halach Yid Gimel. Yesh lebezen l'chashiv b'likbaya b'leida. The courts can calculate and establish and know Ezeshana Tiamubes, which year should be a leap year, extended year. So they can make these calculations and know this and decide on it whenever they want to. I feel like I'm even for many years from now. In Omer, but they cannot say Shana Planes Mubes, that year is extended. Ella Acharesh Shana Husha Omer. Only after a Shana of that year can they say Shana Zumubes this year, meaning after the midpoint, can they say that this year is extended? And the reason for that is because before Shoshana, until Pesach, people are going to forget. And it might come to be Mzalzan Allah of Chametz. So therefore, when it's halfway through the year, and if you're counting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan as the starting point, so after Rosh Hashanah, after the first of Tishrei, then you could say this is an extended year. Now, the Dabazim Ne'atrak, and this only because of a pressing situation. For example, let's say there's a concern that the government is not going to let them extend the year in its appropriate time. But if it's not a pressing situation, then you don't notify that it's extended. It's only in the month of Adar that they say, this year is extended, and that the coming month is not Nisan, but rather the second Adar. Now, let's say they made the announcement before even Rosh Hashanah, that Shana Zushatikon is that this year that's coming in is Mubarak's extended year. It's not going to be extended with that statement. It's only going to work after Rosh Hashanah. Halach Yudalat. Let's say it reached the 30th day of Adar. And they did not yet extend that year to add on the second Adar. That's it. If it's day 30 ready, you cannot extend the year anymore to add on the second Adar. Why? That day is fit, possibly, to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If Eden would come now and say it's they saw the new moon, which you could do on day 30, that would be the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And when Nisan enters and they did not extend the year, in Mechem Laber, you cannot extend it because once it's Nisan, you cannot make it the previous year. Now, if they did extend it on the 30th, not supposed to, if they did extend it on the 30th of Adar, then it is going to be extended because ultimately it was not yet Nisan yet. Now, bo Edom Achshe Ibru, if witnesses come after they extended the year, on day 30, Be'idu Al Yerech, and they testify that they saw the moon, they're going to sanctify the month on that day, day 30, but the Yurish Chedesh Adar Sheni is going to be the beginning of the month of Adar Sheni, because even though the Ilu Kitshu Koidim Shabbos Hashan, even though had they sanctified it before they had extended the year, Shuv Lohoi Ma'abim, they were not extended, Sheim Ma'abim Nisan, where you cannot extend a Nisan, but still, since they extended it before, let's say an hour before the witnesses came, so it's already extended, and now it's going to be Rosh Chedesh of Adar Sheni. Halacha does above now regarding when it's a famine year or if it's the Shemitah year. Imra Amas Hashanah B'Shnasu Avin. You do not extend, add on another month to the year when it's a famine year. Shakol Ratzim LeBesek Ranas. Everyone's running to the granaries, Lechav Lechis, to eat and to survive. V'yev Shalah Hisulam Zman L'Esachadish. You cannot add on time that's going to be forbidden to new grain because new grain is forbidden until they bring the Karban Imra on the 6th of Nisan. So that's going to be in 2 weeks. But if you add on another month, it's going to be another month more that they have to wait. So you can't extend it then. And the Imam Bashvias. And so too, you cannot extend it in a Shemitah year because Shayad HaKol Shalet is Al Svich. And everyone dominates regarding whatever the aftergrowths are because it's the Shemitah year. And if you're going to extend another month that people could just dominate whatever's growing, you're not going to be able to find even the aftergrowth to sacrifice the Omer on the second day of Pesach and the Shteh Lechem on Shavuos because you just gave more time for people to ruin. If you'll have a month less, you might still have something there to take from barley and from wheat. And what they were accustomed to do, they actually would extend on the year before Shemitah. So actually you have another month for working in the land. Halacha Dezai. Yirali says, Ram, it appears to me, Shazesh Amacham, this is the sages say, Eimer Ab Mishnasu Oven B'Shvias Dittit, we don't extend the year if it's a famine year or a Shemitah year. Shalo Ya'abu Behem. It's only that you should not extend regarding them. Neitzaydech Hadrachim Agashonim Akriyitzvim. For those other reasons that we spoke about, let's say for the needs of the roads to be fixed or for the bridges or similar types of things. Avon Ha'isa Shana Ru'i Lesab Nehatzkufa. But let's say the year was appropriate to be extended because of the season. Because of the barley being ripening and together in tandem with the fruits of the tree. Those are primary reasons that you will always extend in old times, even in the famine year and even the Shemitah year. Halacha Yedzayin, regarding letting people know that the year was extended. When the courts would extend the year, they would write letters to all the faraway places, and they would let them know that the year was extended. And what was the reason why they extended it? It was written on the wording of the Nasi, in other words, in the name of the Nasi. And he would let them know, you should know, and this was the official stationery of the Nasi, that me and my colleagues agreed, and we added on to this year in such and such amount of days, meaning, because Ratzu Tisha B'Esim Yom, if they want, the extra month has 29 days. Ratzu Shleshim Yom, if they want, it'll be 30 days. Because Shechedesh Iber, the extended month that you're adding on to the year, that was in the choice of the courts if they want to make it a full month of 30 days or a lacking month of 29 days. To those who live far away, that they would let them know, meaning even though right now they don't know yet if it's going to be extended or chaser, they would let them know already based on the calculation what's going to be. But actually those in Eretz Yisrael, they would only do based on when it was seen. They didn't know yet, didn't see, but they know it's going to make another month. They would wait to see actually if it's going to be Mali or Chaser when they actually see it, if it's on day 30 or day 31.